Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were taught that those that bring false doctrine into the church are in God's eye as evil as those that deal in alcohol or illicit sex. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, it's interesting that this Greek word used for wicked is used when there are other words in the Greek for it. And so why would he choose or select this one Greek word of the many Greek words for wickedness? Why would he select it? Because those who introduce false doctrine or they attack Bible preaching are of greater wickedness. It's a wickedness in a moral and or spiritual sense. Now, sometimes you drive down a highway, you're driving through a state, and you'll see a sign that advertises wickedness. There may be a billboard advertising some strip joint. There might be a billboard that's advertising alcohol or some other type of vice and vileness. And it's there. And we say, boy, that's terrible. That is vile. That is wrong. And we're right about that. But did you know that the person who comes in and attacks Bible preaching in the church, they try to disrupt the church, cause problems in the church, or bring in false doctrine, they, in God's eyes, are just as wicked as those people in the strip clubs and in the beer joints and what have you. Now, he goes on to say here in verse 2, that he's asking them that they may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Why? For all men have not faith. What is interesting about that is the implication is men in the local church. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word should have free course. Now, faith is founded upon hearing. If a person, upon hearing, gives attention to the voice and desires to be delivered from their sins, then faith will spring up in their soul to trust Christ for salvation. But when men deliberately spurn the word of God and persist in their sin, not wanting it taken away, then they are the men who may go to church, but they are described as men who have not faith. Now, you've heard that not all that glitters is gold. Well, not all men who are in church, not all men who are religious, are saved. The only way to counter Satan's attacks is with the Word of God. So that's why we pray that the Word of God would go forth unhindered. And so, that's why it's important that you go to a church where the Word of God is preached expositorily. In other words, as we're doing on this broadcast, where you take the Bible and you read a passage and you preach from that passage, to help you to grow in faith. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing how? By the Word of God. Faith doesn't grow through psychology. Faith doesn't grow through religious entertainment music. Faith groweth by hearing of the Word. Now notice verse 3. He says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." Evil in this verse is the same word as wicked in verse 2 that we've just read. Now again, the implication is that the problem is not coming from the bar, the gangster, or even the government. It is coming from within the church. You wonder, why go to church if there are people in the church that are like that? Well, you go to church because you truly love the Lord. And if you honestly and truly love the Lord, you keep His commandments. And Hebrews 10:25 is a commandment of not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another. And the idea of that verse is of forsaking the assembling is there, not there. In other words, you're spasmodic in your attendance. You can't be counted on to be there each time. Not because you're incapacitated, not because of your job, just because you're at home, you don't feel like going, you don't want to miss that game, or you don't want to miss something else, or you just say, "I'm tired, I don't need it," or whatever, "I'm going to watch television." And whatever the reason is, and you're not obeying, and you're saying, "Well, I don't like so-and-so at that church." Well, my friend, why is it that if that same so-and-so is at a ball game that you just paid $40 for a ticket, you won't leave the ball game? Why is it if that person is in the grocery store and you've got your grocery cart full that you don't just leave the cart there and leave the store and not come back because they go to that grocery store? You see, hypocrisy can sometimes be a two-way street. It's not just that person that you think is a hypocrite. When you use that hypocrite to excuse yourself from obeying the commandments of the Lord, you too have placed yourself in the same boat as that hypocrite. And you're being a hypocrite as well. And it's interesting because Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, is an imperative command. And that means, imperative, that they're just as important as the Ten Commandments. Now, God wants you to be faithful to His local church. He wants you to help to keep it true to the Word. Wherever we go with the gospel, if we preach the Word as it is to men as they are, then you can count on it that Satan will raise up wicked and evil men to try to destroy the work. Now, Jude 4 is interesting in this matter. It says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, let me just break that verse down for you in a very short fashion. Certain men crept in unawares has the idea as they snuck in the back door. They came in undetected. People weren't really aware of their deceptive poisoning. They're ungodly. And they turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, lasciviousness has the idea of no restraint to the flesh. Let me put that in modern terms. This is the person that comes into your church and says, "Hey, we can social drink. Hey, we can have religious rock music. We've got liberty." They say, "I can have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator because I've got liberty." Well, Those are people that are religious, but the Bible here also calls them ungodly. You see, they're people that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And he says, denying the only Lord God. That is, they're denying his holiness and our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ came to this earth for a purpose. To save us from our sin, not to save us to sin. And so people turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, telling us, oh no, you can continue in that lifestyle. You can continue in that way. That's why that you go in many local churches and they'll have people singing in the choirs. They'll have them working in the various ministries of the church. And they're moved in, living together, not married, living in adultery. Some may even be homosexuals, and they have them in the church, undisciplined, let alone having positions in the church. Now, someone asked me recently about what if somebody that was a homosexual come into your church, or what if somebody that was just living together, not married, come into your church. Well, I had news for them. We've had several like that come in, and probably they come in our church every week. They're not members. And if they do become members, if they were to be members, and then we found out, they would be disciplined. Because the Bible tells us to. But on top of that, they're not going to hear that we want you to sing in a choir. They're not going to hear that we want you to teach a class. They're not going to hear that we want you to drive a bus, because the only thing that we allow is for them to just come in and sit down and hear the gospel preached if they're not saved. But if they're claiming to be Christians and they want to be a part of the church, a member of the church, but they're living together or some other sin, we tell them, no, you can't till this gets right with God. I was in a home recently witnessing to the couple, and they had just received Christ, their Savior, in the last 1 to 2 years. And as I was talking to him, I says, now I notice you have two different last names. I says, I don't want to sound personal, but I says, are you two married? I says, you're talking about your grandchildren and so forth. They said, oh, no, we're not. I says, before we could bring you into the church, we would need you to not only to follow the Lord in baptism, but to get married. You know what? I never saw that couple again. And, you know, here are people saying, oh, yeah, we've received Christ. He's our God. He's our Lord now. We've turned from our sin, but don't ask us to get married. Don't ask us to stop living together. Don't ask us to get that right. I even offered to pay for the license. And you see, my friend, what I'm trying to tell you is that there are people today that are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.